And welcome to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson. Democratic Salt Lake County Mayor Peter Caroon has enjoyed almost 8 years leading the county, winning his first term in 2004 and his second in 2008. But Caroon has pledged to serve only 2 terms, meaning he'll be stepping down at the end of next year. Now candidates are starting to line up on both sides of the aisle to replace him. The first Democrat to declare his candidacy formally was Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero, who announced his bid last night at the Mediterranean Market. He's been a state lawmaker since January of 2005, and he joins me now in the studio to discuss his legislative accomplishments, his vision for Salt Lake County, and how he plans to win in a county that frequently flips back between the Republican and Democratic parties. Senator Romero, it's great to have you here this morning.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Listeners, you can join our conversation with Senator Ross Romero as well. What do you want to see in the next mayor of Salt Lake County? We're at 801-355-8255. That's 801-355-TALK. Well, Senator Romero, when did you decide to run for county mayor, and what factors went into that decision?
Well, thank you for the question. You know, I made the decision, I began looking at running for county mayor early in the summer. Mm-hmm. We were having our county conventions and moving forward our state convention, and I was basically making the query of the Democratic community, since it is a partisan race. What do you think? And in fact, that was my first postcard. And asked the Democratic participants, what would you think of me running for county mayor, knowing my legislative leadership, knowing my community participation? And I have to say I had tremendous response from that. And so that was encouraging. They appreciated the years of service, and they gave recommendations and suggestions, but overwhelmingly it was supportive. And so it's been in process for several months. And, you know, the factors that went into it is, do I still have a desire to serve the community? Do I think I have something to offer? Do I have support from those that I would be looking to serve? Mm-hmm. And in every instance, the answer was yes. So, you know, the other major factor I will say, though, is your family and your close contacts. Politics and public service requires a lot, not just of the politician or the policymaker, but of the family. And so checking with my family and particularly my wife, we decided that this was worth pursuing. It was an important policy area to lend our voice, and so I move forward.
And so do you think that there's a different way or a better way you can serve the community by being mayor rather than being in your current role as minority leader in the Utah Senate?
Yeah, I think they're different roles. Obviously, the county serves at the privilege of the state, and so in a lot of ways, we have that supervision and the regulations that control it. But I'll say this: as I looked at it, I realized that the county is a lot more uniform in thought and view than is the state legislature. And as someone who's represented an urban core of our county, I'm an advocate for those issues. So I understand the challenges in our school system. I understand the languages that are spoken in our school system. Mm-hmm. I understand the economies, having worked in law and now in banking, and what drives business. I thought that having an executive staff would also be something that I could draw on and help lead in a more directional way. You know, at the legislature, sometimes bills come and we have to respond to them, yes or no. As the executive, you get to make the prerogative and lead, and I like that idea a lot.
Would it be difficult to give up a seat in the legislature to run for this job, especially, you know, not knowing how the race is going to turn out?
Absolutely, yeah, it's a challenge. I was talking with my caucus and asking if others had interest in retiring or resigning, and because we knew through the redistricting process we'd likely have to lose a Senate Democrat, partly because the areas we represent are not growing nearly as fast as other parts of our state and mm-hmm. county. Utah County looks like it's going to pick up a Senate seat. So, yeah, I mean, I would have hoped to be able to run mid-cycle. I was just elected in 2010, and so in my normal cycle I wouldn't be up until 2014. The latest map puts myself and Senator Jones in the same district, and so obviously it's not going to work to have two representing one district. So It may be that in fact I run, and if I lose this opportunity, I am done with public service at least right now. And so it's obviously that weighed into the decision. But you know, ultimately, I looked at the value I thought I could bring to the county, my desire to still serve, and thought this was worth doing.
You're listening to Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero, now a candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor. You can join us with your questions and comments at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. And you picked an interesting location to announce your candidacy, Senator, the Mediterranean Market. You know, a lot of people pick the Hinckley Institute or the city-county building. What was your thought there?
Well, it just exemplifies the entrepreneurial spirit and the small business, the family-owned business that is a lot of what drives the economy. Mm-hmm. Annette Ravarino was a great host to us. I also picked it intentionally in that it wasn't on the east side or on the west side. I want to be the mayor for the whole county, and that means being a bridge between both sides of our counties. And, you know, I had the opportunity to grow up in West Valley City, but I went to school on the east side schools because that's where my mother taught. I actually was just under her supervision, and it's where she happened to be teaching. So I had the privilege of experiencing both sides of the county and in social ways and educational ways and recreational ways. And so it was purposeful to be right in the middle and to hopefully be a bridge to and for our whole county.
And that's an interesting point that you brought up. You know, here in Salt Lake City, obviously much more Democratic than the rest of the state and even the rest of the county. Do you find that, you know, having represented Salt Lake City, that it's been sort of a bubble, and that to, you know, be the mayor of the whole county, you'll kind of have to expand your horizons quite a bit?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, I think you have to have core principles, and that's important. But I will say, look, you know, the services that are needed countywide are you know, they relate to public service, they relate to our parks and recreations, they relate to Meals on Wheels, and these are services that you need regardless of where you live in the county or what your economic opportunities are. You want to provide for your family, you want to recreate in the great community we have. And so I'm happy to have the conversation. I think my business background will be helpful in leading the county. I think my banking experience will be helpful in understanding the finances and being responsible, particularly in these environments. I think that hopefully what people will see in my candidacy is someone who's willing to serve, who will listen to all issues, and will ultimately make the best decision with the information I have.
And let's talk a little bit more about your private sector background. You've been a lawmaker, but that's just a part-time job, of course. Now you're with Zions Bank. What have you done in the private sector in Utah, and how do you think that's made you a better elected official?
Well, so I was a partner with the law firm of Jones Waldo, Holbrook and McDonough, that gave me the opportunity to work with many businesses and representing business interest and understanding how business grows and being an advocate in that circle. You know, it's been interesting, though. I've moved on to the client side of things now at Zions Bank, that's given me a different perspective, understanding the challenges of meeting the community needs and expectations. And this is no doubt a challenging environment. The economy has really suffered, and I think we're growing out of it, thankfully, but it is a slow growth. But I think that those banking experiences have also been helpful. And what I do with the bank is I reach out to our corporate customers, and I also reach out to our municipal customers. And so, in fact, I know many of the elected officials in the cities and townships across the county and, in fact, across the state because of my bank experience. I understand the challenges they have in meeting their obligations to their citizens, and believe that those municipal interactions and government interactions will, again, serve the county.
This is Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero. Join us on the air at 801-355-8255. And Senator Romero is a candidate for mayor of Salt Lake County, with current Mayor Peter Caroon planning to step down at the end of his term at the end of 2012. Senator, how would you rate the current state of Salt Lake County government right now, both in the mayor's office and in the other elected officials like the county council?
On a scale of 1 to 10, on a letter grade,
or just in general terms, I suppose. How good a job are they doing?
Oh well, you know, I think the mayor's office is doing a great job. If you look at the opportunities that Mayor Caroon and Deputy Mayor Nicole Dunn have had to, when they make a decision, get it right, I would say, you know, in the vast majority of the instances, they get it right, and they're doing the right things, and they're being appropriate in looking after the public's interest, and I think that's true, by the way, of all public servants. You know, it's not easy to put yourself in a position to be criticized and challenged and debated, and I think most people who engage in public service are really doing it for the right reason. You know, I think what I'll say is I think the county council is doing a great job. They're certainly leading and providing value into our communities. It's important to recognize the structure of county government as the municipal government for unincorporated areas of our county, which is, you know, it competes sometimes with the incorporated areas. And so it is a challenge to meet those both demanding needs. But you know, the one thing I'll say, and the one reason I am proud to be running as a Democratic candidate for this office, is I think there needs to be balance in government, and that's the way that our government is set up, vis-a-vis the executive, legislative, and judicial, and then the House and the Senate, and by similar analogy in our county government. There needs to be political differences and dissonance so that there is an appropriate check on one to the other. And so I think Mayor Caroon's led well. I'd be happy to serve after him as a Democrat in that office and, again, provide what I would consider good balance, fair hearings, and again, an inclusive administration.
What do you think of when you look at the relationship between the county council and the Salt Lake County mayor? Right now controlled by the Republican Party there on the county council, but it's been controlled by Democrats in the past after the 2008 election. Do you see that relationship as being a check and balance? Do you think sometimes one exerts too much power in stifling the other, or what are your thoughts there exactly?
Well, and I guess that's what I was alluding to. The fact that the county council right now is controlled by Republican members, I think it's important to have a Democratic county mayor because you have that proper check. But I'll say this, you know, when the Democrats had control of the county, I think they did a very important thing and that we are benefiting from right now, which is to put in a commission that gave recommendations on what would be a good redistricting process. Mm-hmm. And that was done under a Democratic governor and a Democratic council. And I think that will ultimately bode well for how the county is redistricted. And you compare that to the redistricting process that we will be taking up with the legislature next week in earnest, and you'll see a much different result. You know, we are clearly dissecting cities, certainly significantly counties, and there doesn't seem to be the concern or the attention paid to how it really affects people day to day. And look, no matter where you draw the lines, someone's going to be affected. But I think we could have done a better job making sure that the lines were drawn more appropriately around cities and defined communities of interest. And I'll just say one final thing. You know, the other as a Democrat, there are 7 out of 29 Senate Democrats. And the fact that the redistricting process very likely will lead to the reduction of one member in the Senate Democratic Caucus is, again, a problem because you're losing the voice, that counter voice that is so important to good government. It is that internal check that says, wait a minute, we're not factoring in this issue or this community or this prerogative. And I think ultimately that undermines our democracy.
Listeners, you can join us on the air at 801-355-8255. And Miriam, you are on with Senator Ross Romero. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Ross. I know, because it's affecting me, that Salt Lake County right now is in a really bad financial crunch.
Sorry, Miriam, if you could turn down that background noise there. It sounds like your phone's ringing or something. There we go. Okay.
Okay. I know that Salt Lake County right now is in a really bad financial crunch, and that one measure is to cut back on services. And I wonder how you would handle that as mayor, these kinds of things.
You bet. Well, you know, I guess what I would say, and it's a very general theme, is I don't think we should be cutting services. We do have to, you know, balance the county's budget. And so what I will be focused on is growing the opportunity for business growth in Salt Lake County. You know, I see that our county has a lot of opportunity to grow, particularly in our southwest quadrant. And we need to be attracting new business, particularly in the hard science industries and high tech, into that area of our county. Because, you know, what we need to be doing is not having challenges and tensions between the east and west side of the county, which sometimes happen, but rather look as our county as a whole and the opportunity that exists within it vis-a-vis our neighboring counties. There's a lot of business right now moving into Utah County, right at the county line between Salt Lake and Utah County. And if we lose out on those opportunities, it's to our detriment to grow and to lead as the capital county. And so what I would tell you is if we can attract businesses, if we can keep our community educated and well engaged, then we will grow our economic base and we will be able to increase services, not decrease services, and do it appropriately. You know, we can't expect government to remain stagnant as our county grows. The fact is, if you have more people, there are going to be more needs to serve, and that's certainly appropriate to just match the revenues with the needs. But we can't spend more than we have, so we've got to grow the opportunity.
Miriam, we appreciate your call. You can join us on the air with Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero, a candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor, at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. Join us later in the hour as we talk with writer James Seaman about Lyndon Johnson's victory in Utah in 1964 and how Democrats can be successful in the heavily red state. But we'll continue the conversation with Senator Romero in just a few minutes after this short break. This is Politics Up Close here on NPR Utah, KCBW. We'll be right back. And welcome back to Politics Up Close on KCBW. I'm Jeff Robinson, and we're speaking right now with Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero, who is a candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor. You can join us on the air at 801-355-TALK. That's 801-355-8255. And, Senator, let's talk a little bit more in depth about your history in the Utah legislature. Talk about how you started out there in the House of Representatives back in 2005 and how you came to be the minority leader in the Utah Senate. How has your legislative career blossomed over the years?
Well, thank you. I was actually serving as the state's the state Democratic Party's attorney, as a volunteer when I came back from law school, and got to know many local elected officials in that role. And at the time, my House member, Scott Daniels, asked me if I would consider running for the House seat as he was thinking about stepping down. And I wasn't really thinking about serving then. But I will say that I had just become a partner at Jones Waldo, and we didn't have any children. And so I thought, you know, it might be as good a time as any to step into a public service role. And so I decided to run and was very happy with my service in the Utah House when my senator decided to retire, Karen Hale. And I looked at the Senate district and figured that I knew it pretty well. I had grown up in it in part with those educational years. And my mother had taught in that Senate district for over 33 years. And so I figured anyone I didn't know, she would know. And, you know, public educators do a great job helping build communities. So I decided to run for the state Senate and was happy to have that opportunity. And then 2 years later, ran for the minority whip position amongst my caucus members. So our, you know, those positions are decided within our caucus, and was elected minority whip, and then was elected minority leader through the last election round. So it's been an evolution. It's been a privilege to serve in both bodies. I've certainly learned a lot about the way they operate and the membership and the rules and the procedures. There is clearly no higher place for the Senate Democrat than a Senate Minority Leader's position, and I'm happy to have that opportunity. And what that means, by the way, is you have an opportunity to have a greater voice on the Executive Appropriations Committee, to have interaction with Republican leadership more, to have interaction with the governor's office more. And so you really can be an advocate for not only your party, but for the community which you're serving. And that's been, you know, very fulfilling, and I hope that I have carried the Democratic banner well in these few years. And you know, it's a challenge as we look down our bench. We're just not as numerous, and so it means we have to work sometimes twice, three times as hard. But we're happy to do it. We think we have a lot to offer. We think they're actually we represent the views of the majority of Utah's communities. And what I would wish is that more people engaged in local elected politics. It really does make a difference. And I've had people tell me, well, you know, I only vote for the president. It's the presidential politics that I get involved in. And I said, you know, that's very important, and you should absolutely do that. I said, but, you know, try calling the president when your street light doesn't work or when your garbage doesn't get picked up. It's not going to happen for you. But you call your local elected official who you're going to see in the supermarket and you're going to see at the car wash and at the kids' soccer games, and they're going to figure out a way to make sure your calls and your needs get met. And I think that's important, and that's why more people should be involved in local politics.
Any particular pieces of legislation over the years that you would highlight as what you're most proud of?
You know, I guess what I would say is sometimes it's the advocacy as much as the bill passage. I've been running a bill for the last few years that would require our young drivers to not have cell phones.
Right.
And you know, I haven't been able to pass that yet, but you know, you look at the number of teen deaths from driving while distracted, and a cell phone is a major distraction to that. It's very unsettling. I think any life taken at that young age is really a huge you know, effect on the community, and they're not reaching their full potential. And so I've just been an advocate to say, look, in your first years of driving, put down your cell phone, pay attention to the roads, because you know, you're learning to operate a car, you're learning to navigate the roadways, you're learning to responsible driving and getting familiar with how to do it. And so, you know, even though that hasn't passed, I'm still encouraged that the conversation is occurring, that parents are having that conversation with their children about the importance of being responsible as they drive. You know, some of the measures that I've worked on have been to allow small businesses to recover their attorney's fees when the state has overstepped its bounds and revoked their business license. Mm-hmm. And that affects, by the way, the rural communities more so than the urban communities, because we have in our county access to the administrative remedies and many of the administrative offices of state government. But I heard from someone down in St. George who said, you know, I have to incur the expense of coming up to Salt Lake City, defend my business license, and that is a significant expense to me. And so we just leveled the playing field and said, look, if you have to do that and the state has proven to have overstepped its bounds, you can recover your attorney's fees. So it's stuff like that that I hope breeds good government, good responsibility. Another thing I've done is help to highlight the contributions of Utah's Native American community. We helped with some funding to recognize their contributions. It was a few years ago we had a series called We Shall Remain, and I was helpful in making sure there were appropriations given so there could be an education. You know, we are benefiting from this great environment and great community, and in a lot of ways, you know, Utah has been a welcoming place, particularly to the LDS community, and we need to recognize those that have been here longer than any others, which is the Native American community, and make sure they have their history preserved and are able to tell their story.
You're listening to Politics Up Close on KCBW. My guest is Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero, currently a candidate for Salt Lake County Mayor, And, Senator, our time is short, but let's briefly talk about the redistricting process with the Legislative Committee just yesterday approving a map for the four congressional districts that will go on to be voted on next week by the full legislature. Democrats now, or the head of the Democratic Party, Jim DeBacchus, even threatening to sue if the map passes as is, and no Democrats on the committee supported it. What are your thoughts on that? Would you even go as far as supporting a lawsuit if this map passes?
Well, I haven't looked with all the detail that we will next week about how these districts come out. You know, I'll say this, though. You know, I was reminded the other day that in the last legislative session, as I understand it, that there were these committee works, these committee maps, and ultimately the map that was introduced at the special session hadn't ever even been seen before. So it wouldn't surprise me if, you know, we've set aside 3 days for this special session, that the maps change over the course of these 3 days. Obviously, litigation is not the best tactic. Sometimes it's important, though. I will say that, you know, the ability to have your concerns addressed by an impartial tribunal that will look at the laws is important. And so if the Democratic Party ultimately decides that there has been an injustice that is clear and violates the law, they absolutely should pursue that legally. My hope is that, you know, the legislative process is meant to be a give and take and concessions, and we will listen to the community. I hope the community engages in this over the next 3 days, next 5 days. The fact is the lines are not yet drawn, and we should be still talking about how to improve the process, how to improve the result. And I'm optimistic that we will come to consensus on many of these measures. Maybe not all, but certainly on most.
Focusing more now on the Salt Lake County mayor's race, would you say you have a vision now for the county? And if so, does it involve change, or is your message really going to be stay the course and continue pretty much what the Caroon administration has done?
I'd say probably a little bit of both. The county does a tremendous job providing service and meeting needs, and I think that's the core function of government, and we will do that. People really need government when they have a particular attention or need or some problem, and so government needs to be there for them. Hopefully, in that temporary state, if the private sector is doing its job, I would suggest you need government less. But when you need government, it needs to be there and it needs to function well. We're having a conversation now about whether we build out our county in wall-to-wall cities, and that will be an important discussion to be having. And Mill Creek is deciding right now, or will be deciding, whether they want to incorporate. And if they incorporate, that may have effects on other unincorporated areas like Magna, Kearns, and other areas. And so I think we need to look at the process, and simply because one area may want to incorporate, we need to be able to have the flexibility for those that still may not want to, and give them the ability to have to make for themselves that self-determination. It shouldn't be that if one area decides to incorporate, which is their prerogative, that means another area has to be incorporated into another because the finances don't work. We want government to serve the way people want it to. And, I'm not going to prejudge how this will go. All I'm going to do is serve the community that elects me and gives me that opportunity to do that and listen to how they want their government to function. And certainly I will say, though, we need to work collaboratively with our municipalities and our cities, because if we can provide it as efficiently and work cooperatively, we need to be doing that. And if it means that maybe the county steps out and lets the cities take the lead, then that's what we'll do. And if it means the cities say this is a function we think county should do, then we'll do that too.
And finally, Senator Romero, on the Republican side of this race, you could be facing a formidable opponent in Mike Winder, the mayor of the second largest city in Utah, or County Councilman Richard Snellgrove, who's already gotten himself elected to a countywide race. And on the Democratic side, there's, I understand, even the possibility of one of your Senate colleagues, Senator Ben McAdams. How do you plan to win this race, basically?
Well, this is an attractive opportunity to be able to lead the county of over 1 million people. And I think that hopefully It will be about the debate of the issues. It will be about the future of our county. It will be about the leadership and the public service we have provided. And so, you know, with every individual, there are differences and distinctions and different things to highlight. And so I suspect that the public will be well served by the next county mayor. I'm hopeful that I have that opportunity. But, you know, at the end of the day, again, this is about the people and their needs being met, and I just want to make sure that that's done, and I'm happy to lend my voice to that effort.
We've been speaking with Utah Senate Minority Leader Ross Romero here in the studio talking about his accomplishments and his campaign for Salt Lake County Mayor. Senator, we appreciate your time very much.
Thank you. Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
Coming up next on Politics Up Close, we talk with writer James Seaman about the last Democrat to win the presidential race in Utah, Lyndon Johnson. How did he do it, and what might current Utah Democrats learn from his successful candidacy? Give us a call at 801-355-8255, 801-355-TALK. We'll take a short break and be right back with more Politics Up Close.